good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where you are walking with me on my walk with Christ. Today is May the 27th, 2021. Happy birthday to me. Happy anniversary to me. Yep, that's right. I married my beautiful bride on my 23rd birthday. So it is 56 and 33. 56 years of age and 33 years of marriage. You know, I'm one blessed man. After all these years, I am still amazed that God would give me the gift of a perfect wife. I am undeserving, and I'm so thankful. Well, this week I've been talking about living godly, and I've discussed what is living godly. And yesterday, I talked about theological godly living. Today, I want to talk about why should we live godly. Yesterday on a podcast, I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Bible Talk, and the speakers mentioned how that God is reclaiming humanity for himself. God is reclaiming what sin destroyed in the garden. That's, wow. I mean, what a thought. And when I heard that comment, I thought, that's it. That's the reason why we live godly. We live godly because it's the work of God in reclaiming humanity for himself. That which he created in innocence and perfection and was good, it was destroyed by the fall. And so God is working in us both the will and to do of his good pleasure, and he is reclaiming humanity for himself. You see, when sin entered into creation, the good that God created was destroyed. The image of God in which we were created became tainted by sin. And since that time, the depraved hearts of men have acted out in wickedness. And we know that Scripture tells us that wicked men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. The world is not growing closer to God. It is falling farther away in every place but one. And that place which is not falling farther away from God is in the heart of his followers. In the heart of the followers of Jesus, God is reclaiming humanity. He's working in them both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And when God works in the heart of his followers, he is transforming a dead sinner into a new creation. He is reclaiming humanity. So why should you live godly? You should live godly to show the reclamation work of God. Humanity isn't hopeless. God's work in his people will lead to what Paul tells Titus in Titus 1:1. Paul, servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, the truth leads to godliness in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So the hope of eternal life is going to lead us to godliness, and it's going to cause us to be reclaimed. And God is reclaiming humanity for himself. So today, see yourself as God's reclamation work. See that God is working in you to reclaim humanity for himself. So when God is working in your heart, it's part of his work of reclaiming humanity for himself. Do your part and help him in the task. Be a willing follower so that in your life, humanity will be reclaimed for God. Lord, today I pray that you would help your people to see how they are a part of your plan. Help them to see that you are reclaiming humanity for yourself. Encourage your people today to walk with you. Help them to see that they are part of your work of reclaiming humanity. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, which makes it possible. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.